Let's suppose that we have two lovers. They're long-lost souls that have been entwining through space and time for countless previous lifetimes. And they long to be together again in this lifetime, but there's a hitch. The hitch is that he's 30 years old and she's barely 10. And in this day and age, as you know, that would be called a sex crime. So we can't let those become lovers. Not in our culture, certainly. And so what can we do to bring these lovers together? I mean, they recognize each other, but she's 10 and he's 30. Well, here's what Kip Thorne and his cohorts at Caltech figured out. I'm going to make this into my story, but it's basically their story. If you were to construct a traversable wormhole, then you would find that it has a structure. And the way to imagine the structure of a traversable wormhole is to think of it as you would think of a drain, like the drain in your sink. If you open up the drain hole in your sink, all the water rushes into it and maybe it swirls around and it goes down the plumbing, whatever you want to call it. I want you to imagine that you have a sink and that on the underside of the sink is another sink upside down so that you go into the drain hole from the top sink and you come out the drain hole from the bottom sink. It's like two drain holes in parallel, one on top of the other, okay? You got that? You got that picture in your mind? That is the way we're going to imagine what a black hole, stabilized wormhole would look like. It's like a tube with two mouths, mouth A and mouth B. Now, here's what's going to go on. In the laboratory, these Caltech scientists have figured out a way to actually build one of these wormholes, and the wormholes are roughly about 10 feet in diameter, or maybe a little less, maybe 5 feet in diameter, enough that you could actually crawl into one and come out the other side, okay? And what they've done is they've put the wormholes into a couple of rooms in the facility at the university. Let's make them 3-foot wide wormholes. And because this is the wormhole now, you're going to have to think about how this is done. What it looks like to us is a sphere. I asked you to imagine it as a tube, but what it looks like to us is just a sphere, like a great big sphere that you can see into. If you were to walk into the sphere, you would immediately come out of the sphere and you would come out of the other mouth of the wormhole. But to you, it's like going into one sphere and coming out the same sphere. Because that's what wormholes are. They're really a kind of folding of space, okay? So, mouth A is in one room, and mouth B is in an adjacent room, and the rooms are, let's say, 20 feet apart. There's no tube connecting these rooms, mind you. There's just these floating spheres, each about 3 or 4 feet in diameter, okay? Now, in one room, let's say there's a man, our long-lost lover, our 30-year-old man, and he's sitting in room A, and in room B is the little girl, the 10-year-old girl. Now, if he were to stick his hand into mouth A of the wormhole, put his hand into that mouth, it would go into the sphere, and he could look into the sphere, and he would see his hand. He would also look into the sphere. He would see into the next room like some kind of television screen, but it would be like looking through a hole. And he would see the little girl sitting there, and she could reach her hand into mouth B, and they could be holding hands, even though they are 20 feet apart. They're actually physically holding hands, because if he goes into the wormhole, he immediately jumps into her room, and if she comes into the wormhole, she immediately jumps into his room. In other words, a wormhole can connect two parts of space that are physically very far apart, but it's as if they were not so far apart.